This is KAYT-FM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJO-FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Church. I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Beginning and the end. And Father, we who are your people, who are called by your name, humble ourselves before your divine and your great presence. You sanctioned, declared, and decreed this day from the very foundation of the world. And so now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all honor, and you're worthy of all glory. In Jesus' name and for his sake, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Giving honor to God, to brothers and sisters in the ministry, Reverend Cotton, Reverend Weston, and to you, the Antioch family, those that are visiting with us today, we greet you yet again in the blessed name of our Lord and blessed Savior Jesus Christ. And those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord. How grateful we are today to be sharing a word for such a time as this for you. We're living in a prophetic day and a prophetic time for a prophetic people. And it is not by accident that God is revealing, unveiling, and opening up the book so that we would have a unique and a personal relationship with him. God is empowering us to higher heights, moving us into an intimacy with him so that we could be a body of believers honoring and praising him. Because he is the author and the finisher of our faith. And because of that, we're eternally grateful. So we glorify him, for he is worthy of praise. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord. It's taken from 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, verses 16 through 18. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 18. And when you found it, say amen. Where we find these words, which are recorded. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Thank you. You may be seated. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That's personal. Everything God does is personal. And the application to it is striking, because God has always been watching and lifting up his people. I want to use our topic this morning, being thankful to the Lord, for he is good. Yeah. Not we ourselves, Donald, but he is good. So oftentimes we think we are good, but none is good but the Father. Thank you. None is good but the Father. My brothers and sisters, as we fastly approach the time of the year, when we welcome a topic or a celebration called Thanksgiving, we have a lot to be thankful for.
Yes. Amen. That's right.
Sometimes we don't say it, sometimes we don't acknowledge it, but we have a lot to be thankful for.
Right.
When we think back concerning the little band of people who crossed the Atlantic in a little boat that was 26 feet by 120 feet and landed on the New England coast during a bitter cold winter, we see the power of God drawing a people to a place. It was at a time within that first year when the daily ration of those who were well was only 5 grains of corn. In early, we are told, New England, it was the custom at Thanksgiving time to place 5 kernels of corn on every plate as a reminder of those days in the first winter, when the food of the pilgrims was depleted, and that only 5 kernels of corn were rationed to each individual at a time. Now, Dwayne, there was no Chick-fil-A's. There was no Popeyes. And there certainly was no DoorDash. The Pilgrim Fathers wanted their children to remember the sacrifices, suffering, and hardship through which they had passed. The settlement of a free people in a land of freedom. They wanted to keep alive the memory of that 63-day trip taken on the Mayflower. They desired to keep alive the thought of that rock-bound coast and the first terrible winter that took the toll of lives. They did not want the descendants to forget that on that day in which their ration were reduced to 5 kernels of corn, only 7 healthy colonists remained to nurse the sick, and nearly half of their members lay in the graveyard on the hill. They worked for 7 years to repay London alone for their journey. And after suffering every kind of hardship, they had a harvest of 21 acres of corn. And in the fall of 2016, or in the fall of 1621, they immediately offered thanks to God for his blessing. A little group led by Governor William Bradford marched triumphantly through the cornfield singing, "The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein." And I could go and say, "For he founded upon the seas and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord, or who can stand in his holy place?" Then he could say, "He that have clean hands and a pure heart." My brothers and sisters, we see the people at that time sat down to a meal of gladness and joy. They were giving thanks to God no matter what happened. So from that historical documentation, I wanted to talk a little bit about being thankful to the Lord, for he is good. Sometimes I think as a nation, we have forgotten to thank God for the little things. We have been so abundantly blessed as a nation and as a people, and our standards of living has been elevated and raised beyond our imagination. And other countries around the world are trying to emulate the United States of America. But I got a question. If we are united, why are we divided today? If other nations around the world are trying to emulate what we have as a people, why are we so separated and divided as a people? Blacks in this corner, whites in this corner, Indians in that corner, Hispanics in that corner. Why are we so divided as a nation? We call ourselves the United States. That suggests that we are united people serving a holy God who is one God. Have we forgotten as a nation the one who brought us thus far by faith? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. Have we as a nation forgotten who brought us where we are? Out of cotton field did the Lord bring us. Placed us in homes that we thought we would never own. Cars that we thought we would never drive. Have we forgotten who have put us where we are today? And have we as a nation took our eyes off of God Almighty? For it was truly a walk by faith that we are where we are today and have what we have today. The historical text states, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing." God wants his people to be joyful.
That's right.
He gives us every reason to be. But the Apostle Paul knew something about man's nature. He knew it well enough to sense the need for a reminder, because every now and then we got to be reminded where we came from.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Every now and then I have to go back and think about that shotgun house. Every now and then I got to be reminded I slept on a cot and not a bed until I was 20 years old. Every now and then I got to be reminded that we didn't have food.
Yeah.
Every now and then we need to be reminded where we came from. Because today,